This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. People in France Monday now need to show a health pass showing full vaccination or a negative COVID test to enjoy usually routine activities, such as sipping a coffee in a cafe or traveling on an intercity train. It's a plan championed by President Emmanuel Macron to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 infections and encourage vaccinations. The government is pressing ahead with the extension of an already existing health pass to cafes, restaurants, and inner-city travel, despite 4 weekends of angry protest that saw almost 250,000 rally nationwide on Saturday. Macron hopes the plan will help ramp up vaccinations to deal with the fourth wave of coronavirus in France and a strategy like that of EU neighbors such as Italy and Germany. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's public approval rating has hit its lowest level since the pandemic began, amid growing frustration over lockdowns and a sluggish vaccination drive, according to a poll published on Monday. The Australian newspaper tally shows Morrison's public support dropped 4 points to 47%. He has been under fire for a slow vaccine rollout, which critics said had plunged large parts of the country into a cycle of stop-and-start lockdowns to deal with outbreaks of the highly infectious Delta variant. Approval of Morrison's handling of the pandemic has almost halved from a high of 85% in April last year during the peak of the first wave of infections. Sydney and Melbourne, Australia's two largest cities, are under hard lockdowns, while Southeast Queensland, home to the third largest city of Brisbane, came out of a strict stay-at-home order on Sunday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast on Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. She is one of 11 women Cuomo is accused of sexually harassing, according to an investigative report released by the state attorney general's office last week. The woman said she filed the report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. Quote, what he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS on Sunday. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing and has resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden, but he could soon face impeachment and removal from office by state lawmakers. Authorities in the U.S. said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with 3 people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but one of only 11 major wildfires in California. Cal Fire says the blaze remained 21% contained Sunday, unchanged from the day before. Crews estimate the fire, which began July 13th, will not finally be extinguished for 2 weeks. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing 3 more provincial capitals as they take their fight to cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up 5 capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. 3 capitals in the north fell within hours of each other Sunday, lawmakers, security sources, and residents in the cities confirmed. And Israel's prime minister said Sunday he holds the Lebanese government responsible for rocket fire launched from its territory, whether the Hezbollah militant group launched the weapons or not. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's comments come days after one of the heaviest flare-ups in violence between Israel and Hezbollah in several years, and indicates Israel could expand its response if rocket fire continues. Over several days last week, militants in Lebanon launched a barrage of rockets into Israel, drawing rare Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.